Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Peace. And I have to say, it feels good to be able to welcome everybody here. For the last months, I've kind of felt like the new guy. It felt weird for me to welcome someone to a church they've been going to longer than I've been alive. But I feel like I've been here long enough, and I feel like I'm in a good enough place where welcome to service this morning. We have a few short announcements before we get started. Number one, I would imagine a lot of you guys were here. Yesterday was the bazaar. And I was there for a couple hours, and it looked like it went wonderfully. Lots of people, lots of tickets sold in the raffle. And really, so a big thank you to everybody who was involved with that and just made that run smoothly. I don't know if you know this, but all the money raised during that bazaar goes to charity. So really, it's a fantastic thing to do. Number two, second announcement, is Tuesday, the church office is going to be closed. Pastor and I are headed up to Mount Angel area for a pastor's conference. So we'll be up there, and Callie is still off on vacation, so there won't be anybody here. So the office will be closed. Normal Tuesday events, though, will still be going on. And if anything comes up, you need to get in contact with either me or the pastor. Just let us know. Text us. Call us. We'll have our phones on us. Today, we're celebrating Veterans Day. And so after service, after the benediction, we'll have a short slideshow of all the veterans who, number one, sent a picture into Cali, and number two, have an association with peace. So just put that on your radar. And the final thing I've got for today is mite boxes. We will be collecting those during the service, so get those pennies ready. Looks like we have a few other short announcements. If Peggy, you want to jump up?
Is it on? Oh, okay. Ladies Guild is going to meet this Thursday. And so that's a change for us. And then those that work on Pieces by Peace will have a short meeting after the Ladies Guild to evaluate. I did want to tell you about mite boxes, what your mites are going to go to this month. It goes to a $100,000 grant to the LAMP Ministry. And LAMP is just a word. It's not an acronym. I kept thinking it was, but it isn't. It's a ministry that's ministered for nearly 50 years in northern Canada, where many villages are reachable only by aircraft or seasonal roads. Currently, nearly 1 million Indigenous people live in these isolated areas, with about half of them under the age of 14. The most alarming statistic is that over 15% of children and youth will actually take their own lives out of despair and loneliness. When LAMP goes into these communities with Vacation Bible School, Bible studies, and personal witnessing, these communities will have access to Christian education for faith in Christ. And in order to fulfill their mission of sharing the gospel for the next few years, LAMP has asked for these funds. And I did want you to know that LAMP does proclaim belief in the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed.
Hey, thank you, Peggy.
So if you didn't have a chance to buy popcorn or you just don't like popcorn, I'm selling braided bread and cookie dough, and they come in frozen packages, and the braided bread is $14 and the cookie dough is $16. There's a lot of different types of the pastries and cookies, so I'll just be wandering around during fellowship time if you want to like call me over, and then we'll get your order done. Thank you.
Ooh, sounds yummy. Jenny?
You folks are awesome. Thank you so much for all of your donations. We can't pull this event off without you. I just want to point out that the items that are left are against the wall in the fellowship wall. They're still for sale for full price today, with the exception of Granny's Attic is half price, as well as the goodies and treats that are against the wall as you exit. We only have 3 dozen cookies left, So the what was donated got sold, and it's just marvelous. The quilt. Da-da-da-da. Before expenses, the quilt has taken in $835. Wow. That huge, huge thank you goes mainly to Kay and Peggy for making that for us. And the winter is, for those that don't already know, da-da-da-da-da-da, Joan MacDonald, one of our own.
Congratulations, Joan, and thank you, Janie.
You are my church family, so you have to listen to me every once in a while. I remember when I was in Toastmasters in speaking, it said, have something to say, say it, and sit down. I have two things to say. One, I think a lot of you may be like me, a little gray in the hair, and physically have everything I need. I don't need any more neckties. I don't need any shirts or socks. At Christmas time, I don't know if you're aware of Heifer International. Instead of giving gifts, which are well-meant and maybe even wanted some, I have told my kids, don't get me any. I don't need things. Send $50 to buy some goats or some chickens, or some ducks, or for something similar in a third world country. I'll leave three of these out on the narthex there, and yes, as much as it's nice to get things from our kids, I don't need anything. Help some family that really needs it. And the second thing is, it's Veterans Day. Hard day for me and some other people. You've all heard of the wall, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., 58,000 names on it. I'm just using this as an example because it's my era, but all veterans, all wars, 58,000 names on that wall. I'm not sure if you're aware, but when Vietnam War ended and today, there are well over 58,000 Vietnam veterans who have committed suicide. And you read it in the paper now with the Afghan, Iraqi vets, and others. I just want to say a heartfelt reminder, I am a Christian. When I vote, I want to vote in someone who is dovish, not hawkish. I think as a Christian, Jesus said, love your neighbor. He also said, love your enemy. He said, turn the other cheek. So when it comes to voting, take a look, hawkish, dovish. There are so many wounds from war that are not visible. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob, because peace is important. And at this point, I'd like to invite the choir up to share a message of peace with us.